Great to catch up with Rich Gannon again. 17-year career, former MVP, four-time Pro Bowler with Sirius NFL, XM, and the great job that he does as an analyst on CBS. Rich, hope you had a good Thanksgiving. Thanks for joining us.
JP, it's always great to hear your voice, brother. How you doing?
Great, Rich. Thanks a lot for coming on. And, you know, you've been on Carr from the beginning in a good way. You said right when he came out of the draft in his first year, even with the struggles that he had with his record, you liked his competitive edge and the ability to lead. Assess the play of Carr this season.
Yeah, he's been really solid. I think it's been a process for him like it is for a lot of young quarterbacks. But, JT, I saw some things from him his rookie year that really got my attention. I mean, that was not a great offensive line he played behind. He didn't really have the talent around him, especially at the wide receiver position, at the running back position. And so, you know, I just looked at the way he hung in there, the way he threw the ball, the way he competed, the way he got knocked around and dusted himself off and got back up in there. It showed some real toughness. And remember, that was kind of the knock on him coming out of college, that against better competition, that you know, he didn't sit in the pocket, and you know, he flinched, and you saw no signs of that his rookie year. And I just think you've continually have seen a player that has improved. There's been change around him, which I think, you know, you look at the fact that they had a coaching change, a coordinator change, and he's just come out of it unscathed. And I just think you look at him this year, the way he's throwing the ball, he's got command of the offense, and I think more importantly, he's become the unquestioned leader of that team, which I think is significant.
There were times where you were a vocal leader and you just went out there and showed everybody how to do it on the field. What do you like about what he's doing? Because he is showing emotion. When he came out of the tunnel after the pinky finger injury, there was emotion from the crowd. The crowd roared like when you were playing back in the day in your MVP run. It seems like he gets the fact that his teammates are looking at him and he's got to show leadership and sometimes be emotional.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's a process, you know, with a lot of young players. Look, he came in as a second-round pick. He was a starter right away, or just about right away. And I think that, you know, people look at that and they say, they don't understand that it's not going to happen overnight. And I think he's matured. He understands his role and his responsibility. This team is going to go as far as Derek Carr can take him. I mean, make no mistakes about that. I mean, he's that type of player. And, you know, I think when you look at the top young players coming out in our league in the last 5 years, I think he's certainly one of them. So, you know, I just think his toughness to me, you know, I look at the finger injury and he came back like that. I just think this team really believes that this guy is good enough to get him to the promised land.
Former MVP, the silver and black quarterback, Rich Gannon, joins us on 95.7 The Game. Rich, I look at what happens now with this team going forward. How much pressure is on this defense with Jack Del Rio and Ken Norton Jr. to improve that secondary statistically, because other teams, and you call games and called Raider games, are still going to take shots at them downfield?
Yeah, that's the big thing. You know, I give Reggie McKenzie a lot of credit. I was very concerned those first couple years, a lot, like I think we all were. But I think if you look at how he's put the offensive line together, you look at the additions of Cooper and Crabtree, and then, you know, what they've done and how they continue to, you know, add the pieces. I think defensively they tried to do that, and I just think that the unit hasn't played as well as they would have liked, particularly when you look at the fact that you've got some guys like Mack and Irving that can come screaming off the edge. The secondary to me has to play better. I think the corners, the coverage units, they've given up way too many explosive plays. And that's the big thing. I mean, I go back to our run those 4 years in Oakland. We scored a lot of points, but we also gave up a lot of points. And I think at some point, you know, especially in the playoffs, when you're facing really good defenses and good coaches and good running games and good quarterback play, if you don't have a defense that you can kind of hang your hat on, it makes it really tough.
Rich Gannon's now an analyst for the NFL on CBS and CBS Sports Network. You can catch him every week throughout the season on NFL Monday QB on CBS Sports Network. Rich, I want you to elaborate on that, because there were games, and I was there for them, that you had to win in a shootout, and you had some pretty good defensive players, but your mindset on those playoff runs and the run to the Super Bowl, knowing that you had to put up a big number, maybe 28, 30 points to win some of those games, very similar to what this team is going through in the mindset of Carr coming into these games.
Yeah, I never forget the conversation that I had with John Gruden, early in my career in Oakland. He would sit me down on a Friday and say, we don't score 30 points this week, we have no chance. And so, I mean, that is pressure. And I think we got better on the defensive side of the ball during my time in Oakland. When we started adding pieces like, you know, Rod Woodson or Trace Armstrong or John Perrella, those type of players, even a Bill Romanowski that, you know, came in and really helped bring a level of professionalism and attention to detail to that side of the ball. That really helped us. And also getting rid of some players that never really bought in. But, yeah, it's tough. I think it's part of it. I would say this. I think when you look at where they're at offensively, you know, I just think they're playing with such confidence right now, and no one's really shut them down. Per se, when they haven't played particularly well, they've kind of stopped themselves with mistakes and turnovers. But I just think that they're pretty explosive. They're going to give people a handful there, and if they can just improve a little bit on the back end, and make people drive 80 yards and not give up the explosive plays. Explosive plays are demoralizing to a defense.
Would you give them the edge over Kansas City, or they got to prove it by going into Kansas City on Thursday night, beating them after losing in Oakland?
Yeah, I did that game in Oakland, and they've got to prove it, man. Kansas City, say what you want. The quarterback there knows how to get his team to the finish line. Now, you know, he may not throw for 300 yards every week, but he'll run for a first down. He won't turn it over. He plays well within the system. You can say, call him a game manager, whatever you want, but that's what he does, and he does it well. And they've got a good defense that's really coming on now, getting Justin Houston back. They present a lot of problems, JT, as you know, especially in Arrowhead, where the noise can be a real challenge. But that, to me, is a big game. If they can go into Kansas City and get a win there, I think that sends a message not just to the Chiefs but to the entire AFC West that the Raiders are the top dog.
Rich, last one. Your relationship from when Al Davis was alive, first knowing Mark Davis, now with Mark Davis today, and the organization, Reggie McKenzie and Jack Del Rio, and let the fans know how you feel about them. You come back to Oakland from time to time. What does this organization mean to you today?
It means a great deal, and it always has. And I would just say this. I am so happy, and I think a lot of people around the league are. I'm not talking about maybe other teams, but I think the league office, to see the Raiders finally back really where they need to be. And I'm so proud that this team and has responded to Jack's leadership. I played with Jack Del Rio. I've covered his games for a long time when he was in Jacksonville or Denver. And Jack was a teammate of mine. And I just have the great – I think he's done a terrific job with this football team. He's honest. He's straightforward. And he tells it like it is. And I think that's what this team has needed. And I tip my hat to the job that Mark Davis has done. He has been very patient, probably a lot more patient than his father ever would have been with – even Reggie McKenzie or even, some players, a coach, even Jack, you know. I think he's been patient with the process, and it's paying off in a big way.
Thank you, Rich. We always appreciate your time. You're doing a great job on TV and on radio. Thank you so much.
You're the best. Thanks, JT.